In a music world that's dominated commercially by pop singers, rappers, and country artists, Coldplay is a rarity, a superstar rock band. The group has just released its fifth record called Milo Xylito. Will Hermes has our review.
For a band as patently unoffensive as Coldplay, they've earned an impressive number of haters. Many rock fans dismiss them as milquetoast, and even the New York Times once called them, quote, the most insufferable band of the decade. Me? I give them credit for writing excellent arena-scale power ballads. On their last record, Coldplay smartly enlisted Brian Eno, famous for his work with Talking Heads and with Coldplay's role models-turned-rivals, U2. Eno made Viva La Vida sound great, even if singer Chris Martin's war-themed sing-alongs dodged the opportunity to actually say something. With this record, Eno is back on board, more as a fifth band member, it seems, than a producer, and Martin's lyrics are back on topic. Love, sorrow, generically empathic, emotional struggle. But the music has a surprising tension. Stole a key, took a car downtown where the Lost Boys meet, took a car downtown and took what the okay, I can't really imagine Chris Martin taking a car downtown where the Lost Boys meet, but I like that Bruce Springsteen parking lot drama. That's new to Coldplay's bag of tricks. And so is this collaboration, the song Princess of China, which features the pop diva Rihanna. I like how this record mixes ginormous pop spectacle with Coldplay's knack for melody and Eno's knack for sonic nuance, qualities you rarely hear in the same package. Coldplay, of course, want to appeal to everybody, an impulse that reaches hilarious heights on Hurts Like Heaven, which crams together caffeinated dance rock beats, acoustic strumming, multiple flavors of guitar solos, uplifting choruses, and a robo-style vocal breakdown. Coldplay's Milo Xylito, whatever, the album, doesn't revolve around the group's usual mid-tempo earworm piano ballads. But it has the front-to-back musical arc of an old-fashioned LP, and its throw-everything-against-the-wall approach makes it more fun than any of the group's previous records. It may not win over the haters, but that shouldn't stop it from selling a gazillion copies.
The new album from Coldplay is Milo Xylito. Our critic Will Hermes is author of the forthcoming book, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. I turn the music up, I got my records on, I shut the world outside. We have more coming up on All Things Considered.